Hello?
Oh, hi, Window. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is this a better time?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, perfect. So what I was saying earlier is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 4th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $129 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're only past due for that amount because come December 4th, it would reoccur to 258. That will continue to do so until this settles. So did you
The thing is I did call, but nobody, like I usually do, when I call, somebody usually called me back. If you see on the history of it, I call a couple times, nobody ever returning my call, just to explain the situation that I'm in even before the account was due. That's why the last time I spoke with someone regarding that, they say, yeah, they will be, if I have anything, just call back. Then I was calling and then try to speak with someone regarding the situation that I'm in right now. That's why I was calling to explain to them, to let them know when everything is set up. Because as I always say, I'm not on Local Splash just because Local Splash provide me with like a good service, because waiting, I don't mind with waiting. But at the same time, I was calling. I called a couple of times. Nobody ever returning my call.
So we have a 24-hour phone system where if someone calls in and customer support is not available, that it will automatically set an appointment for someone to call back. So I see that there was a note in this account from August, and you did speak with Shalette, and it says that client asked for a hold for now. I explained the hold, and he misunderstood. He was thinking of a service credit that we gave him before. He did agree and understand that his account was on hold until 11/4/2023. And then we sent you an email ahead of time letting you know that, you know, the account was due on the 4th. So it looks like, you know, according to the call history, that we did get back to you. So I do want to give you one option, though, if you like. I'm not supposed to do this, but if this would work for you, I might be able to get it overridden. Is there is a way to cancel the program and have you just keep the website and pay us for the hosting, and that's just $49 a month for hosting. So naturally, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from 129 to 49, but if you think that would work, I would definitely get it overridden for you, and it would benefit you because right now your website is still up, but there's a big orange banner at the top saying the information here is no longer being updated, so a potential client might think that you're out of business or something like that. Once the account pays, then that orange banner comes down and your site is fully functional. Have you seen the site that we built, expresshomeinspectionservices.com?
Yeah, but on the website, actually, everything is down. Everything is down, basically. But I don't have anybody, like, just going to visit the account right now.
Site isn't down, Wendell. The site is up. There's just an orange banner at the top of it. I'll send you a text to it so that you can see it. So that's the part that once you pay for the hosting, that orange banner comes down. So because, like I said, if you do nothing, what will happen is come December 4th, you'll have another charge, and you'll owe us $258, and it will eventually affect your credit. And I don't want that to happen to you, you know, especially, like I said, if, you know, things are tight right now.
Yeah, that's the way it is. That's why I've been calling, because right now I'm just do other things just to keep up with my personal stuff. Like, I know business is not easy, but the business is not bringing me basically anything on the table. And I have somebody, I don't know how come, just go on using my bank, which is the business that I have, somebody, because it's not something that I'm using. I don't go in there. It's just the bank let me know somebody is using my account. Then that's why they have to cancel and then cancel everything to send me a new card.
I see. Yeah, I'm sorry that that happened. That's not good. But if you want to adjust the billing to the hosting of $49, and if you don't have it today, that's okay. I can give you some more time. I would just suggest get it paid before December 1st because, you know, on the agreement, that's when the next charge would, you know, start to be due. And, you know, I don't want that to happen. So once the 49 is paid, you can continue and keep your site and just pay us the $49 a month, or you could cancel the account after it's in a paid status. You can't cancel the account now because there's a past due balance. So,
yeah,
you know,
I don't want to cancel the account, to be honest with you. It's just okay. That's why I was calling. Because if you see, I've been with Local Spy for a year, but mm-hmm. I have basically, the thing is just like to get customer all over just to do this, to do that, and so on. But basically, as you can see, I don't have anybody even visiting the website or getting customer elsewhere saying, yeah, I see you online from this, from that. It's just like...
In the year that you've been with us, I want to let you know, I'm looking at the analytics. Your company has been found on the first page of Google 320 times. You've had 171 image views and 22 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Actually, I don't know what on. I don't have anybody calling me from Local Splash. The people
No one will call you.
No, I know. What I mean by that is just like people go online and say, yeah, I find you online, then I call you. Everybody, if you call, now I will not say everybody. Anybody that I have calling me basically is people that I'm working to. I took my car, like today, I go out. I go to businesses that I know around, even though they're not going to call you, but you never know what's going to happen. That's why I was talking with a realtor earlier this morning regarding that. And then they say, okay, I just give them business card. That's what I do basically most of the time on my free time when I'm not doing anything. I just go to people door by door. When I say door by door, insurance company and so on, that's my target. That's the people that I need to target. But when it's come like for people calling me like from find me online and then give me a call, that's a big no. The other company that I have, they charge me too much, basically, the way they work, I would not say too much money, I don't have any problem, but the way they're working, I don't like the way they're working, because they send clients, but it's just like they send it to 100 people, but I don't like that. And they charge you for that, that's not gonna work for me.
I'm not Angie's Leads. I'm not Home Advisor. I can't speak for that company. We're not charging you per call or per lead. But
no,
what
I can tell you,
Wendell, hear me out for a second, because I understand that your perception is that the only people that are calling you are people that already know you. However, on the analytics, it's very detailed, and it's showing me of the 320 times you were found on the first page, 15 times you were found for Express Home Inspection Services. So those people typed your exact company in. So those 15 times they might have known about you, but then you were found 15 times for the keyword Full Service Home Inspections, 15 times for the keyword Home Inspector, 15 times for Home Inspectors in Delray Beach, 15 times for Home Inspectors in Ocean Ridge, Florida, 15 times for Inspection Express, 15 times for just the word expressions. So there's 12 different keywords that you're coming up for, which is what is generating these 320 impressions. So what thinking is that you are getting a little bit more activity than what you're thinking, because if you start asking these people, how did you find me? You're going to hear, I looked you up online. I saw you on the internet. I found you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program.
I wish it is that way. But actually, I will not argue with you because it seems like I'm lying. That's what it's going to look like.
No, you're not.
I'm not going to say. No, but actually, yeah. But actually, that's the way it is. I don't know if people are just looking online for inspector, but if it was that way, I'm telling you, I will call local strike, just give them a bonus because I wish to be busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just say, oh, yeah, man, people find me, they call me, that's the way I am. You know what? Instead of charging me this amount this month, take this amount because I make enough money this month. You know, that's the way I I'm glad to reward, but I have other people calling me. I have people calling me for advertising and I say, I'm not going because it seems like it doesn't look too good. It's just like I'm spending money and I'm basically down. You know, that's the way
so
it looks like right now. But actually,
I want to make sure that you're aware of is that you haven't paid us since May of 2023. They've been several service credits on your account and then there was a hold. So
yeah,
it's not like you've spent tens of thousands of dollars on this program. You know what I mean? So
But the thing is, when we start working with Ms. Gal, which is I have her information down, she told me when you have anything, that was something we start for 30 to 45 days. That was the plan. And to boom, 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 that was the expectation. Somebody told me, no, it doesn't work that way. It's supposed to be more time. And when I'm calling, we're getting, like, payment. It's just that my account is real. There's one payment that you took, the company took, is not your fault. They overcharged me. I have to pay fee. I have to find money somewhere else and then to put in the account to continue making payment on the account. That's why when I post the account, not because the business is booming, then I say, okay, I'm good enough. I don't need any more advertisement. It doesn't work that way. If you take it right that way, I will pay you. I don't mind. I will pay you and you can just close the account because that's the way. Because to me, it's injustice. Just to have someone helping you, then you take the reward and you just run away with it. There's people like that. I know there's a lot of scamming out there, but the way I am, I'm not this way. I will pay you. I don't mind. If it's that way, I will pay you. Then you can close the account because it doesn't work for me. It doesn't come to me.
I see. Yeah, we can do that if that's what you like. I hate to see it come to that, but if that's what you want to do, I can absolutely, take that.
Not because that's what I want to do, because if you see all of this traffic on the account, then I'm saying this, something is not right on my side. I will just put it that way.
One thing that I think...
I would prefer to close it because it's just like I'm making the company work and I don't want to reward them or I don't want to pay them. And this way, just like you're doing their work, I benefit from their work, then I feel too good and I don't want to give you anything from what I get from the help that I'm getting. No, it doesn't work that way. Yeah, if it's that way, it doesn't matter. I can own and whatever it takes, I will pay, then just stop the service.
Okay, so do you want to do that right now?
Yes, I can do that now.
Okay, because, the card we have on file is no good. So for the final payment, is it still going to be the same billing address on 642 Northwest 5th Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are, Wendell.
Yes, let me just give it to you, because the way I am, I don't take people's money, and if I'm ready to move forward when I have enough money, maybe I will call. But what about the website? Is the website going to stay off or is it going to be closed?
If you cancel the account, it's going to be closed unless you want to go for that $49 a month package and just pay for the hosting. Then you get to keep the site and the content and the whole nine yards.
What do you mean, like saying when I pay for the... But when I go forward, there is... Somebody say everything is mine, like the domain gonna be stayed, that's in the website will be still up.
Well, if you cancel with us, what happens is we don't pay to renew that domain anymore. So that is absolutely gonna get lost. And in the future, if you want to purchase a domain, you might only get homeinspectionboyntonbeach.com. The expresshomeinspectionservices.com will no longer be available. So that's why I suggest that, you do at least the hosting package and keep the website and the content. But if you can't do that, We also offer a one-time buyout for the domain of $99. So if you do that, then what happens is you take that domain and you go somewhere else and you build a new site on it. That doesn't include the content. It just includes the web address. So what I would probably recommend, Wendell, is if you want to, you know, and since you have to pay the past due amount anyway, is once you pay, you're paid in full until December 4th. So what I would recommend is maybe keep it going and then you have some time to decide whether you want to cancel and keep the domain or whether you want to cancel and keep the website. You have a couple of, you know, at least almost a month to decide that. One thing that I would do in the interim is have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. That way, if there's any updates that would help your performance, they will do those for you behind the scenes. And one thing that you can do on your end is to work on getting some fresh five-star reviews on Google, because you did absolutely phenomenal in that department when you very first signed up with us. You got five-star ratings from December of 2022 till January of 2023. And then after that, nothing. So sometimes that will affect your conversion, meaning if there's companies on the first page that have a lot of fresh reviews coming in and you have some older reviews and nothing new has been posted since January, sometimes that will affect which company the end user calls. So, you know, what I'll do is, and you can use this whether you decide to continue or not, is I'll send you a review generator email, and that will help you get some more fresh five-star reviews on Google, okay?
Okay, when you say new five-star,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Google.
Matter of fact, the last one I think was from you. Good quality of services from the company, and it was posted by Wendell Esma. That was in January. Then Alfred in December, Vadine in December, Don Marr in December, and Shoydeline. I hope I pronounced that right.
That's the people that I know that's around. That's people that I know around.
Yes, that's excellent. So it doesn't matter if it's people that you know or if it's a past or present client. Anybody can go on there and put a fresh review for you. So I just sent you an email to help you with that, because that way, you know, you can get some more fresh things and that's going to help you, okay? But either way, for the final payment, is it a Visa, MasterCard? What works best?
Okay, let me tell you something. If I keep the book $9.99, you say you're going to waive the payment, the hosting?
I'm confused. What was the question?
No, you're saying that if I keep the website up, I will pay, you will waive, and I will pay $49-something for now?
$49. Yes, I can change that past due balance from $129 to just $49 and do the hosting. And then you can decide, you know, because you'll be paid in full with your site until December 4th, you can decide then if you want to continue and keep the website or if you want to just buy the domain.
No, if I pay for the hosting, maybe I will keep it for now.
Okay, yeah. I think it's worth your while, definitely, Wendell, and here's why. There's people, you know, it's 2023, you need a site anyway, so there's people that get jobs off of just having the website, and typically a website in and of itself won't bring you clients, but I've had people, for instance, I had a guy call me a few months ago, and he said, can you help me open up the lead that's coming through my site? I can't read it for some reason. And I said, okay, I'll help you. So I went in, and it was someone saying, I want to accept you. He was a contractor, so we want to accept the $8,000 bid that you gave us last week. And he said, that is so interesting because I didn't get that that lead off of Google, it came from his Angie leads. And I told him, well, guess what they did after you went out and you bid on that job? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and credible things, you know, being said about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So I'll absolutely do that for you, Wendell. I just got an override, so we'll only charge you the $49 today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
4018.
Mm-hmm.
3400.
Got it.
3174.
Mm-hmm.
3687.
3687. Okay, expiration?
0827.
And then the code?
570.
570. Okay, so let me get the authorization and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me. Excellent. That worked. Now, that orange banner, like I mentioned, that's on the site, that will automatically be removed within one business day. However, it's only 8:49 in the morning here. We're in California, so I'm confident it will come off today, but if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, and thank you for taking care of that window. And moving forward, you're in that $49 package. So if you ever want to reinstate the rest of the program, you can let me know. But in the meantime, just start working with that reviews email. That's going to help you tremendously, okay?
Okay.
All right, and have a great rest of your week, too.
Yeah, quick question for you before you go. Is that me, the front page, whatever happened already, will be delayed or they're going to stay there?
So for your first page listing, it's not like they're going to hit a button and you're automatically going to come off, but you will come off over time because when an account has the 129 package, Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have that local search engine optimization package, you have a team of technicians that goes in daily and updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. Now that you're doing just the website hosting, the technicians aren't going to do those algorithm updates anymore. But like I said, you will slowly start slipping. You're not going to slip right away. It's going to happen over time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so that way, like I said, if you decide in the future that you want to reinstate it, just give us a call and we'll put something together for you at that time, okay?
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.